Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Tonight's game presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above. What a difference a year makes, Matt. Last year at this time, Colts Neck was having a record-breaking season. They would go on and lose in the Central Jersey Group 4 Finals to Brick. Greg Lakavas steps down as coach in the offseason. Peter Shaw hired. They can't get a W. Struggle this year. And our own Scott Stump reporting today that Shaw is out as coach of Colts Neck. No word from the school or Shaw himself, but Darian Barnes, the former Tom's River North standout who would later win a Super Bowl ring with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is the interim head coach of Colts Neck as of tonight and for their final season finale coming up. My, oh, my.
Crazy news.
Boy, that is crazy news.
Certainly don't see that happen a whole lot in high school football where someone's removed still with games to be played.
And Scott, working on the story, has not been able to learn anything else, but that is
a lot of no comments.
So as we get back to work here, the third quarter getting set to start with a kickoff. It will be number 6, Jared Calhoun, as Jackson will defend the end zone off to our right. RBC awaiting to get the kick here in the end zone to our left. Short, wobbly kick angled toward the RBC sideline, handled by Spurnall, who will pick it up out over the 25-yard line and be pushing the pile forward close to the 35-yard line. And RBC, we'll see what kind of Kevin bounce they've had in their step. You know, they've been in a couple of good games during the course of the season, tight halves. But their pattern has been, once there's been a game come the second half, they've blown everybody out.
And this, I think, will be a statement drive on both ends. Let's see what happens here. Obviously, we always talk about adjustments made at halftime. Big stat to me for the Caseys is the running game, which just never got underway, just 53 yards in the first half.
First down and 10 from the Red Bank Catholic 36-yard line, we'll say. A lot of movement here, getting into the set. Cordova, the deep man. In this I formation, receivers on either side. It'll be Cordova off on the right side. He will bounce off the first tackler and work his way out close to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 5 to set up a 2nd and 5.
Well, 5 on first down is better than RBC's had a good portion of the night.
Ball at the 41. They've got to get to the 46 for a first down. We are tied at 13 and now up and running in this third quarter. Split wide receiver set. Portella on one side. Callie on the other. Again out of the eye, the combo, Cordova and Nixella, the big fullback. Cordova here will get it again up the middle. Tripped up shy of the 45-yard line, close to the 44. Some pushing and shoving after the whistle. It will be second down. Third down rather in short. Brad Greenway going back off his defensive tackle spot to make the tackle.
And as you mentioned earlier, the Jaguars really in a four-man front normally line up with three up front, but Glenn Capilla comes in as the second defensive tackle.
They played that way all night long. Third down, let's call it a yard. Hahn with a quarterback sneak up the middle. It's going to be very close. One referee running in a little bit closer than the other. And from where I'm looking, this is not going to be enough for a first down.
Well, if the referee on our side, on the Jackson side of the field, has his say, it won't be. He's got it short.
They will measure it.
And Matt, I'm going to go with you. He called it. Did he just signal first down?
Yeah, it is a first down by probably about a half a yard, guys. Got a great mark.
I don't know about that. Half a yard. Had to get to almost the 46. It's on.
No, I don't think so. I think it was almost on the line.
Well,
regardless, it is first down. And the ball now out to the KC 46-yard line. High package again for Hahn, who's up under center. Splits his wide receivers. The tight end is Gordon Ear. Formation off to the right. Cordova this time will try on the left side. Big hole, and there he goes. 40, 35 to the 30, 25, and gets snowed under by Castronova down inside the 25-yard line. The big play from Mike Cordova. We'll have RBC knocking on the door, 1st and 10 from the Jackson 21.
Well, best play of the night for the Caseys. It comes off the first down and 10. Cordova off the left side showing great speed as soon as he got into the open field. And only Castanova able to bring him down, maybe prevent six.
Three wide receivers sent this time around, all to the right side of the formation. Tight end back to the left. Sella will motion across, make his way forward as an H-back. This is Cordova trying the left side again, off on the far side. And good first down yardage yet again. We'll see where he gets marked out of bounds. Going to be very close to another first down, and it looks like it will be second down and about a yard.
Ryan Onidis and Liam Smith on that left side starting to get a good surge. Smith, as Scott Stump mentioned, has already gotten six Division I scholarship offers, including Duke, Rutgers, and Syracuse. The junior offensive tackle doing a nice job. Cordova gets the corner, two carries in a row.
6'5", 270 pounds. Now on second down and a yard. Out of the I formation, Cordova again, this time off the left side. Stacked up well here. And good interior pressure as Zach Tetro closing down from his outside linebacker spot to help make the tackle. I think he lost a half a yard. It's third down and a good solid yard and a half. Just about 3 minutes into our third quarter, we are still tied at 13.
I think RBC looking for 6 points here. I don't think they settle for a field goal in this situation, Matt. I think they got two chances to get this 1 yard.
Hahn will step up under center. Nobody behind him. Four receivers off to the left. Hahn looking to pick a spot. He'll have the first down and plenty more. Gets down to the 5 yard line. Gains 7 on a quarterback sneak. Cole Collins to make the tackle. It'll be first and goal now for Red Bank Catholic.
Well, you know, that's one where you have just told the defense what you're going to do. You take all four receivers, move them wide right. Empty backfield. You're behind center. You know what he's doing. It's a quarterback sneak. But he didn't sneak anything. He just found a spot and got, as you said, 7 yards beyond the right side of the offensive line.
Taking their time in between plays comes now out of the huddle. The old-fashioned triple I formation. Three backs on a line behind Hahn. Tight ends either side. Looks like there might have been a fumble on the play. Nick Sella had it and...
Yeah, he just gave it to the first back, Matt. It wasn't a good mesh, but he had it in his belly. No gain.
Jags did a nice job of bunching up the line there. They took all the blockers on, stood him up, and there was really nowhere for Sella to go. He just ran into one of his own linemen.
Same players look like they will stay in here. Let's see if they go with the same formation. They will. Sella, then Murphy, then Cordova. In this triple I set, tight ends either way. Hahn getting the snap. Rolling off to his right. Looking, stopping, going to take it himself and get into the end zone for a touchdown from 5 yards out. Eddie Hahn with his second rushing score of the evening. And Red Bank Catholic on the opening drive has scored.
And his 11th of the season. And that was designed run all the way for Hahn. A roll to his right and just... raced into the corner of the end zone, and with 7:34 left in the third quarter, the Caseys with an extra point here will go up 7.
On to kick the extra point is Vince Gallo. He'll work out of the hold of Mike DeMonte. Good opening drive for Red Bank Catholic, who took off about 4.5 minutes off on the clock. Gallo, the extra point. That's good. 20-13 now the score in favor of RBC. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week right here on the Shore Sports Network. Second rushing touchdown of the evening for Eddie Hahn, and it has given his team a 20-13 advantage as we sit 7:34 to go here in this third quarter. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluca, along with Brad Burescano and Zach Collins. We welcome you into our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week. Final evening of the regular season, not counting the Thanksgiving Day games that will take place. State playoffs beginning next week. Both of these teams considered among the favorites in their respective brackets. Gallo set to kick off and does. Good charge. Back around the 10-yard line is Castronova. He'll break from the pack to the 40. He's at midfield to the 45. Got to beat the kicker. 35, 30, 25, and he is tripped up by Gallo, the kicker, down inside the 25-yard line, but a huge return from Matt Castronova.
Well, did Gallo save the touchdown, a tying touchdown, or just prolong it? Let's see what happens. He did do a great job. Never thought he'd even get the ankles, but he did. And Castronovo has terrific speed, brought down at the 23-yard line. But Jackson here with a short field and a chance to even things up rather quickly.
Certainly a great way to get yourself back in scoring position off the special teams play. Collins and Lee make up the I formation. DeMeo will give it to Lee off the left side. Makes a nice bounce out move down inside. Now the numbers gets working his way inside the 10, close to the 7. That's a gain of 16, and it will be first and goal for the Jags.
It was a pretty quiet first half for Lee. 5 carries, 23 yards, as Golic seemed to be the guy, the tailback with the most. Vinny with a nice run there, and it's first and goal.
Castronovo will go receiver to the left. Kyle Johnson up top, wide man to the right side of the set. DeMeo takes his time under center, gives to Lee. Again, bouncing it out off on the left side inside the 5, sliding forward close to the 3-yard line for a gain of 4, and it will be second and goal from around the 3-yard line.
By the way, Middletown North has beaten Freehold Township. That's a final 35-7. That will get the Lions in the playoffs, right, guys?
That should get them into the playoffs.
They were in the 9th spot, but they should move up, I believe.
Breaking off of the huddle, Aaron Curette will go receiver to the right. Kyle Johnson staying near sideline left. Graham, the tight end, will work his way to the right side of the formation. From the eye, Lee, stretch play off the right side. Lee down inside, punching his way into the end zone for a Jackson touchdown. A point away from tying this one back up. Vinny Lee scoring for the first time tonight. And just like that, Jackson has answered back.
That's Lee's 11th touchdown of the season. Boy, that is an answer back if you ever saw one.
Jared Calhoun coming on here for the extra point. This to make it 20-20. Out of the hold of Kyle Johnson, who's done well getting the ball down tonight. Good snap here. Good hold. This kick is up, and it is good. 6:17 to go in the third quarter. Jackson 20, Red Bank Catholic 20. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Back here on the Shore Sports Network as we are being entertained to, right now at least, one of the better games the entire season. 20-20. Who would have thought at this point Red Bank Catholic would be as challenged as they have been? They take the opening drive, go down and score. Jackson with a big kickoff return from Matt Castronova. They score on the ensuing possession, and the Caseys getting set to get the football back here again. Here's Calhoun to kick off from the 40. Very short kick, fielded at the 35-yard line by one of the upmen for Red Bank Catholic, out over the 40 to close to the 42. Looked like Nick Sella handling that kickoff.
Well, you don't want to give them a short field.
They don't understand that kick.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, I know the wind and all that, but
By the way, we didn't really discuss that, but Jackson has elected to take the wind in the last quarter. By kicking off to RBC, RBC's choice, they chose to receive. Jackson will have the wind in the fourth.
Split wide receiver set for Hahn on first and 10 from his own 42-yard line. The give off on the left side stacked up well.
I think that was Cordova, Matt.
On the run from Cordova, who just had a great opening drive. Only gets about a yard and a half here to make it second and close to 8. We're down, ticking down inside the midway point of this third quarter. 20-20 between Jackson and Red Bank Catholic.
See sophomore Zach Lubertazzi, linebacker, is in there now.
Lubertazzi, number 34, just a sophomore, 5'10". 170 pounds. He'll occupy one of the two outside linebacker spots. Hahn wanting to throw on second and long. Stepping up on the pocket. sliding down, and he is hit behind the line of scrimmage, tripped up for a loss of about two to make it third and 10. Cole Collins, the first on the scene for Jackson.
Clearly, though, he lost his feet as he went to make the cut, but Collins was right there. So third down and looks like about 11.
Nine.
Wrong way. I'm on the wrong side. What else is new? 9-11, same thing, isn't it?
Close enough.
Okay.
You're thinking of 7-11. Coffee after the game.
So, something to warm up would be nice. Three wide receiver set. Slot receiver combo left, near sideline. Off to the right is DeMonte. Jackson showing blitz. Here they come. Hahn trying to hang in the pocket, and will get dropped back behind the line. Brad Greenway, the big defensive tackle, comes through and makes the stop.
His fourth sack of the season. They did come with the blitz. Lubertazzi actually kind of lost his feet when he went to grab the ankles of Hahn, but there was the big senior nose guard, Greenway, to bring him down, and the Caseys will have to punt.
Eddie Hahn doubles as the punter, moves back into punt formation. Curet and Castronova are back deep for Jackson.
Looks like they're setting up the return.
Coming off the edge was Towns. On with a short wobbly kick that bounces at the Jackson 40 and will be down at the Jaguar 38-yard line by Liam McCardle, covering downfield. Now all of a sudden, Kevin Jackson with an opportunity to go back up in this game. They did lead 6-3, 10-6, and 13-6 have been their advantages so far tonight.
You know, Matt, not a lot of bounce on this turf tonight. As soft as it is, when the ball bounces, it pretty much just about stops where it is. So really not a great bounce off the punt for the Casey. So the Jags get pretty good field position here.
I formation. Split wide receiver set. Mike Golick has checked back in at the tailback spot. Stutter move off on the right side. Slides forward to about the 42-yard line. That's going to be a gain of three. Second and seven coming up for Jackson.
Nice to throw a 1-2 punch like Golick and Lee.
Right, and you both know, back next year.
Both back next year.
That's hey, right. Guys, I don't know if it makes a difference, but predominantly RBC, a turf team. They've only played one game on grass other than this one. That was the first game of the year, which we did against DeWall.
Second and seven. Golick, big hole up the middle. He's going to have the first down, get into RBC territory, down to the Casey 48-yard line. A gain of 11, Mike Cordova there to make the stop.
48-yard line. Jaguars.
Impressive performance so far for Jackson. Jaguars have definitely brought their A game so far here tonight. On first and 10, it is Curet splitting out wide left. Johnson up top to the right. Jackson will keep it on the ground. Stretch play left side, outside zone. It's Golick breaking through at the 30. Now 25, cuts back against the grain. Inside the 10, down inside the 5. High steps his way into the end zone for a score. 48 yards, and Jackson has retaken the lead. No flags, and the Jaguars now up 26-20.
And what a brilliant cutback he made when he went down the sideline to cut it back to the middle at the absolute right time. Froze a defender, cut back across the field, raced into the end zone. And it was Golick with his second touchdown of the night, 14th of the season. Wow.
It was the safety, Mike Cordova, who had the last chance before Golick put it into extra gear. Calhoun for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. Jackson 27, Red Bank Catholic 20. We're out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Tom's River has been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name.
Jackson has taken the lead 27-20 with 2:32 to go in the third quarter over Red Bank Catholic, the consensus number one around the Shore Conference. Calhoun here with a little bit better of a kick, still fairly short. It'll be handled in the back by Spernall, who'll field it at the 25, come forward out over the 40, and get to about the 41-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Red Bank Catholic. Casey's have had pretty good field position off a lot of these kickoffs, but it is Jackson right now who leads this football game by 7.
Scoring update in Toms River, where Neptune leads Toms River North 14-0, 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Huge game for Neptune in that contest, trying to lock up a spot in their state bracket. Again, for playoff purposes, this game won't mean anything for either of these teams, but they are certainly getting after it right now. First and 10 from the KC 41-yard line. Give on the outside is to Spernall. Check it, Cordova has it. He'll get forward to the 49-yard line. Gain of close to 8. Second down in a long 2 coming up. We're at the 2-minute mark here in the third quarter. Jackson 27, Red Bank Catholic 20.
Middletown South leading Freehold 42-0.
Split wide receiver set for Red Bank Catholic. Again, second and a long 2. Out of the eye, Cello and Cordova make up the combination. Hahn, little play action, rolling left, throwing against his body into the flat, and Collins,
yeah,
intercepted. It hits the turf, and let's call it third down and a long 2.
Another touchdown run for Carmen Sclafani, and Brick has now opened up a 24-14 lead on Toms River South. If Brick wins, Toms River South will be knocked out of any hopes for a playoff spot.
Third down and a long 2 at the RBC 49-yard line. Hahn checks the defense over. Gives the Cordova off the left side. Bouncing forward into Jackson territory, getting down close to the 48-yard line. That's going to be enough for the first down. We're down to about 90 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. Austin Ostrander to make the tackle. It is a first down.
And didn't make it by a whole lot, but good enough for to keep the chains moving.
Boy, this is almost uncharted waters for Red Bank Catholic in terms of playing Shore Conference teams. It's been a long time since they're likely to go into the fourth quarter trailing.
First down and 10. Trips off to the right side. Hahn will keep it here. Design quarterback run off the left end. Hahn will work his way down inside the 45, get close to the 40. He is tripped up around the 41-yard line.
I think it was Collins, and I believe that sophomore we mentioned,
Lubertazzi
was also involved. I think he's in. Is he in for Davis, Adante Davis? Is that who we looked at out?
No, I believe right now, Kevin, he is in for Tyler Towns.
Tyler Towns, okay.
Davis has not played a whole lot defensively. He's been the linebacker who hasn't played with this now four-man front. The give up the middle is to Cordova. He's stripped up just over the line of scrimmage, just about a half-yard gain. Not much more than that for sure.
That was either Tetro or Greenway. I think Tetro might have shot a gap and got him at the ankles.
One thing we do know, all the presumption of whether these two teams would play this one to full strength because it's the ninth game for both, throw that thought out the window. They are playing it like they need the victory for playoff competition.
Final play here of the quarter. It is caught by Cali down around the 35-yard line. That's going to be enough to move the first down, and we will step out for our final quarter break of the evening. Great ball game here at Munley Field. Jackson 27, Red Bank Catholic 20. We're back in 30 seconds with the start of quarter number 4 on our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week right here on the Shore Sports Network.